It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. One in every 9 Michigan children will repeat kindergarten. That means an additional $7,000 per child repeating that year in school. And ultimately, that costs Michigan taxpayers about $93 million. Ron French with Bridge Magazine has been investigating the story, and he joins us now. Ron, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
When you wrote this report, you found that the likelihood of a child repeating kindergarten was most closely linked not to race, not to income, but geography. Explain what you found.
Yeah, it was very surprising results. We weren't expecting this. We found just a crazy disparity between school districts in kindergarten retention rates. We found schools that held back as few as 2% or less than 2% of their kindergartners, and others that held back almost 45% of their kindergartners. And that did not seem connected to poverty levels. It did not seem connected in any way to how high-achieving the schools were. The only connection we could find at all was that most of these schools that had high rates of retention were rural schools, and many of them were northern Michigan schools. But some of them are also very high-achieving, and some of them were low-achieving. So it doesn't seem to correlate to anything that you would normally connect to something like this.
Did you find that there was an academic purpose to holding these kids back?
Well, yes and no. If you talk to the districts that retain a lot of children, the administrators will say that they are being held back because the children are not ready, and they will anecdotally tell you stories of children who do very well who were held back. But study after study after study finds that kindergarten retention has no long-lasting impact on academic achievement.
In the article, you also talk about something called planned retentions. What's the thinking behind planning to have a child do 2 years of kindergarten instead of one?
That happens a lot in Michigan because Michigan has a very late cutoff date for kindergarten. Up until this year, you could have a birthday as late as December 1st, not turn 5 until December 1st, and enter kindergarten in September. And so you're entering kindergarten as a 4-year-old. There was a lot of concern among families, among teachers, that there is a disparity in how academically ready and emotionally ready you were for school at that age compared to kids who were almost a year older than you. And so Michigan developed a set of classes that go by different names, beginner garden, early fives, developmental kindergarten, to basically plan to have these younger kids take 2 years of kindergarten, where if you have a fall birthday, you would go into beginner garden and be there in school, but you would just be expected to take kindergarten next year, even though you qualified to be in the regular kindergarten class.
There's a lot of focus on pre-K education right now. It sounds like there's a link between what can be done in preschool that could maybe fix this issue of this repeated year of kindergarten.
You're right, Jen. The state preschool program called Great Start Readiness Program has a proven track record of reducing kindergarten retention. There have been some efforts made to try to increase the number of students who are 4-year-olds who are in the GSRP program, and with the belief that that will reduce the amount of kindergarten retention.
Ultimately, the big number here, $90 million the state is paying for this additional year in kindergarten. Is this setting off any alarm bells in the Michigan Department of Education or in the legislature?
At the moment, it is not. In the grand scheme of the education budget, $90 million is pocket change. But the point is this having an impact on children? And some studies will say that it has a negative impact on children. In Michigan, you have, because this has been going on for so long, it's a tradition in some areas to have your child in kindergarten for 2 years. I can tell you stories of some districts that have dropped beginner garden, but parents are coming into the schools and insisting that their child be held back for a second year anyway, because that's what they did.
Ron French is senior writer for Bridge Magazine. You can find his full report at bridgemi.com. Ron, always a pleasure.
Thank you.